Happy Thanksgiving. When we think about the things that we want to shout for joy to the Lord about at your time of grace, we think about you. We thank God for you, the viewers and supporters of this wonderful ministry that reaches so many people with the gospel message of Jesus. On behalf of everybody at your time of grace, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving as you begin to prepare for the arrival of our Savior at Christmas. So this week we've been looking at how we can shout for joy. But how do I work through those feelings of loss for what or who I don't have? The psalmist says this, "For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." And maybe you're thinking, good? I'm supposed to look at the loss of a job or the loss of a loved one or the pain of sickness or you name it and call that good? Well, here's where it's good for us to look at our lives and your life from God's perspective. You see, God's goal for your life is not to give you everything you want here on this earth. No, remember, we just saw that He made you, and He carefully made you and crafted you, and now He made you His own by sending Jesus for you. His goal for your life is to get you to heaven. And God knows that sometimes earthly blessings stand in the way of that. And so God loves you enough because He wants you in heaven, that He's willing to sometimes strip away some of those earthly blessings to remind us of what's really important, to remind you that you have everything you need when you know God and what He's done for you. It is the hallmark of a mature Christian to be able to look at anything that God gives in life and call it good, to be able to shout for joy even in the midst of suffering, to be able to give thanks in everything. Maybe you know people like that. When I think of people like that, I think about my mother, who can find the bright side of just about everything, and we lovingly, very lovingly, kind of tease her about that. My sister-in-law will say, and this is a joke, but she will say that my mother is so positive that she could find the bright side of anything that if somebody were in hell, she'd probably say, well, at least they won't need a coat. I remember last year, my washing machine broke, and I know how annoying that was with 8 people in the house not to have a washing machine. And so when I told my mom about it, this is what she said. She didn't say, oh, that's too bad. She just said, Davey, aren't you thankful that you don't live in pilgrim days? Then you would have to wash everything by hand with a washboard. Think of how long that would take. And you just have to laugh because she meant it. Oh, that I could get there. That grateful attitude comes from a heart that knows the Lord is good and His love endures forever. Let's pray. Jesus, teach me to call everything that comes from You good, because I know You will use it to bring me closer to You. Amen.